Yeah, Susan Hintz, I definitely want to do all this priority because we got to turn them in. Okay, next patient is Ms. Turk, T-U-R-K-C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-E, born 9/26/49. And let's see. Date this. Well, first of all, her date of birth is 9/26/49. I said that. Date this for 2/18/2026. Let's see, 1949/2026. Let's start by saying, Ms. Turk, well, before we do that, let's do this. Sorry, I lost my train of thoughts for a second. So, Ms. Turk is in her 10th benefit period. This extends from 1/11/2026 to 3/11/2026. This hospice face-to-face will be shared with the medical director. Patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation period. So, Ms. Turk is a... she's still 76. Yeah, 76-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of CVA. Seizure disorder. Patient was recently hospitalized from 2/8 to 2/13/2026 after she had a fall, a syncope episode, seizures, sustained a right shoulder dislocation, patient more predisposed to rotator cuff, patients predisposed to shoulder dislocation because of previous rotator cuff surgery. She continues to have seizures on a regular basis. This was handled by the hospice medical director and the neurologist at the hospital period. Patient continues to be weak, continues to have difficulty swallowing, continues to have aspiration, decreased appetite. Patient lives with her niece, Chandra, S-O-H-N-D-R-A, who states that patient, she has noticed a huge change in her condition, especially her ambulation. And patient continues to have become much weaker, especially since she left, especially previous to the hospitalization that resulted in her fall. Period. Today, her O2 saturation is 98% with a pulse of 90, respiration is 18, blood pressure of 110 over 60. Her other comorbidities also includes hypertensive heart disease, COPD, chronic kidney disease, seizure disorder, and diabetes. Now, with this period, patient has lost weight, has decreased appetite, as I mentioned. Patient has a TPS score of 40%. Patient requires help with all ADL, 5 out of 6 ADLs. Patient also wears a diaper. As well as because of bowel and bladder incontinence, but mostly bladder incontinence. This has definitely gotten worse because it's harder for her to ambulate to get to the bathroom, period. Most of the time she's oriented to x2. She has decreased mentation with increased forgetfulness. Most likely related to her seizure disorder and her TIA. She belongs to myocardial association class 3 with marked shortness of breath with activity. She's tolerating soft diet. She has poor endurance, weakness, increased weakness. patient's LMAC is at LMAC was reported at 30 centimeter left side. Patient continues to have pedal edema, worse on the right side, multifactorial. This appears to be multifactorial. Given natural progression of her disease and the changes noted above, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Family's aware of a grave prognosis. Thank you. And remains hospice appropriate, by the way. Thank you.